Ryan, how big would you say is the game Thursday night for you?
I think it's another step in the process. For guys like me, first, second year guys, this is kind of our Super Bowl. This is our season right now, so it's a chance to go out and prove yourself and get better.
Do you expect to see more snaps in this game than you've seen in any other?
I'm not sure. I think we'll find out tomorrow, but last year I played three quarters, so I assume it would be a little similar to that. I'm not sure what the plan is with Drew, just because he didn't play the first two preseason games.
Is it a similar emotional feeling for you, Ryan, as last year when you played in that fourth preseason game?
I think so. Just every game I kind of have the same emotions going out, and I'm very thankful to do what I do and go enjoy it. And I have a lot of fun playing the game.
Ryan, being a young quarterback, when you break down and look at the film after the first three games, do you feel at times maybe they being more aggressive as far as blitzing a dog or a blitz to get after you, or you haven't seen that on film?
Indy was definitely bringing a lot of pressure. I think they were doing that all night. But just thinking of the first two preseason games, maybe St. Louis, maybe a little more. But besides that, I think it's pretty standard. I wouldn't say there's any difference. I don't know if people are trying to get after me extra. But I think we've done a good job. Offensive line's picked it up well, and we've handled it all right.
What's your review of your summer in general? Are you happy with what you put out there?
Never satisfied, no doubt. There's a lot of good things that have gone on this preseason, but definitely never satisfied. Got to continue to execute. I think that's the big thing for me is just going out there, relaxing, and just executing.
Do you think, obviously they have two guys to choose from, but do you think you've shown them enough to trust you as the backup quarterback? I mean, it might be that they like another guy better, but do you think you've shown enough that they would trust you in that role?
My job is to show as much as I can. I'm sticking by that, and they'll evaluate. So, that's their job. I'm just going to do the best that I can and leave it up to them.
Ryan, you got to look at Yulman Stadium, didn't you? What do you think about it?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I went over there just right after our game and sat up on the top deck, and it was like you're right on top of them. Got to walk the field. It's pretty tight down there. I think they're going to have to have some guys watching the stands so no one runs into them, but it's beautiful. I love it. I can't wait to get over there and see a game.
How much could this mean for that program to have that on-campus home?
Oh, it's huge. Right now they've got it set up where the students can walk like right through the campus, go through the Riley Center and right into the stadium. And I'm hoping for a big student body population showing up and rooting them on.
Even though the game, sorry about the two English, even though the game day environment will be better, the recruiting, the Superdome have something to add that you're losing, that the school's losing in terms of recruiting? You think players would rather be in with?
Maybe for guys like me. So when I got offered by Tulane and heard they played in the Superdome, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is my chance to play in a legendary stadium where they hold Super Bowls. But when you get down to it, especially local guys, they know if they've been to a game in the Superdome, you just don't have that same atmosphere. So I think they'll recognize, being on campus and having more fans, or even it'll look more full than it did in the Superdome. So I think that'll be big.
Ryan,
hey, we got time for one more.
Who's the fastest guy on the team?
I'd have to say Brandon Cooks. he's pretty fast right now. He's our fastest X, our fastest Z. Probably Joe Morgan. Probably Joe.